Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Tonight, there's an exciting event happening at the Liberty Theater. You don't want to miss this. Part of the Estuary Music Festival. There is a concert tonight by Three Leg Torso. And Three Leg Torso, if you are not familiar with them, is an award-winning band. They perform... It says it's a mashup of chamber music, tango, klezmer, Latin, and Roma gypsy music. It is a lot of fun. Tonight marks the beginning of their West Coast tour, and it is also the debut of Minta Hafker, Astoria's 10-year-old singing sensation. She has sung before in Cannon Beach and in Portland and many other places, but now she lives in Astoria. So today in the studio, I have... Bela Balog.
Yes.
Is that
good
right?
Morning. Yes, yeah. My name is Bela Balog. Rafael
Bela
is my
Balog.
Middle name.
Bela, okay. Yes. Bela Balog. He is the co-founder of Three Leg Torso. So happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, dangerous to have you all here. I have no idea what you were going to say today.
You never know.
Because you never know with these musicians. Okay, and I also have Courtney Vandrele.
Good morning, Donna. How you doing?
And Courtney is also a co-founder of Three Leg Torso. And Bela, you actually are violin and trumpet.
Yes, I've been playing mostly violin, but
Okay.
But I do play the trumpet and the mandolin.
And Courtney, you are.
I play accordion in the band. I play a lot of instruments, but this band, accordion and violin are part of the soul part of the voice.
So. Love accordion, so much fun. And Minta Hafker. Hi, Minta.
I'm Hi.
So happy
good
to
morning.
Have you here today. How are you?
Good.
Good. Excellent. Before we start talking about this terrific concert, which is family-friendly, it starts at 7:30. There are still tickets available. You really don't want to miss this concert tonight. So you can go to the Liberty Theater Music Festival box office. It's open this afternoon. You can also come to the door at around 7-ish. It starts at 7:30, and you can hopefully get tickets then. It's definitely something you want to hear tonight. Before we start talking about Three Leg Torso and what's going to happen, let's talk a little bit about each of you. Courtney, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in England, which has affected my musical output in not a whole lot of ways, is the truth. I moved to Portland, and I've made a home in Portland ever since 1979, and I'm really enjoying being part of the musical scene there. I took up the accordion at a later stage in life out of a desire for an independent musical instrument that you can carry both the melody and the accompaniment all on your own. And I also appreciate that it's a kind of humorous instrument. You get to, the music that you play can be both mournful and funny at the same time.
Mournful and funny at the same time, yes.
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 So it's a very expressive instrument. And then I've been working with Bela here for a long time, both in Three Leg Torso, and we started in a rock band before that called Loeb. And we've cultivated a deep and long-term musical relationship.
All right, excellent. Now, you know, you grew up in England, but I'm not hearing a British accent.
Well, the truth is, if you were English, Donna, my English accent would come out right away, and after a little bit of time, I would
beer.
Be reflective, and I would think, why am I talking with an English accent? But I would initially fall right into it.
I see. Okay. All right. You got that, like warm bathwater. And Bela, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Well, thank you, Donna. I grew up in Portland in a large musical family. My grandfather and my father immigrated from the Republic of Hungary. This was back in the... during the days of the revolution. And I grew up...
Are you making this up?
No, he's actually telling the truth.
The truth
he's
now.
Doing a dramatic
right.
delivery of
yes,
the truth.
Yes, he is doing a dramatic delivery. Okay,
well,
I see many smiling.
So I grew up speaking Hungarian and playing the violin with my family, with my father, who's still a conductor. He's a symphony conductor. And my grandfather, who's passed now, for it's been probably 30 years, but he taught me how to play the violin.
It's just part of your soul.
Yeah.
Part of your...
It's part of my soul.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun doing it.
I've always wondered, though, when you play the violin, you crook your neck. Like, do you have to go to the chiropractor? I mean, how does that work?
You know, you don't really actually crook your neck. You just you kind of rest your chin on the instrument itself.
And okay.
So it's just the weight of your head
Is it restful because you get to rest your chin? It's like having a pillow.
I'll fall asleep right that way sometimes.
I see.
Fall asleep playing the violin. Okay. That's interesting. It always just looks like you've got to have special muscles to do that.
I started playing music at a very young age, and I started out playing classical music. And then in my teens, I kind of moved away from classical and started playing more folk music. And I learned a lot of Irish music. And, of course, Hungarian music has been in my family forever. And then I started playing rock and roll with like an electric violin and with pedals and amplifiers. And that's one of the ways I met Courtney, as we started playing in a band together. And it was a lot of fun. It was very loud. We didn't make a lot of money, so we quit.
A lot of volume, but little money.
Yeah. So we moved on to something that was a little more, I don't know, it was more accessible I guess, to the masses, you know.
Well, Three Leg Torso is known for, I mean, you not only, I just have to say a little bit about Three Leg Torso, that they performed with Pink Martini at the grand reopening of the Liberty Theater many years ago. And you are, there are three award-winning albums out. You've instrumental albums, Three Leg Torso, Aster in Paris, Animals, and Cannibals. We're going to listen to a cut of that when we take a little break here in the middle of the show. And you've played with symphony orchestras. You've been profiled on national public radios, All Things Considered. You are composers and for films.
Well, all that's true, Donna. We've been a band for a little over 20 years, I believe. Yeah. So we've been able to do a lot of things over all that time. And we have a passion for performing, a curiosity about composing, and you're kind of always looking, in this day and age, you're looking for places to get your music played, too. So working with film directors and getting your music into films is also very advantageous.
And you have a secret weapon. You have Minta Hafker. And Minta, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I just turned 10, and I have a pet dog, well, puppy, and I sing to him every night, and I love animals, and I like a lot of things.
And you like singing with Three Leg Torso. You said you've been singing on your own since you were 3 years old.
Yes.
And then at the age of 7, you performed with Three Leg Torso, and you have a connection with Three Leg Torso because Bela is?
My uncle,
Your uncle. And so you've performed in Portland, and so how did this come about, this idea of singing with Three Leg Torso?
Well, I think that's a good answer for Bela to say.
Okay. I think you're probably right. Bela, how did that happen?
Well, I think we were just all kind of hanging around, and we asked Minnie if she wanted to learn a tune, and I think the first tune that we...
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, Over the Rainbow. Yeah, that was... So we saw just this very charismatic, beautiful young girl sing so beautifully. That we said, we have to do this. You know, we have to like learn some more tunes every time. We're like, hey, learn another tune. And then she's improved so much. You know, even then she was wonderful, but now it's just like, wow.
And that's exciting. And tonight at the Liberty Theater, you're going to be singing 4 songs, correct?
Yes, and it's a surprise.
All right, you have to come to the. Tonight to the show at the Liberty to hear that.
We'll be getting together this afternoon and deciding what those songs are because
we're going to learn them. This
afternoon. We have.
Oh, you're going to learn this afternoon.
We've never.
Now we're getting. And also.
Now we're getting goofy.
Also, your voice might get better or it might get worse.
Oh, it'll only
get better.
For
you. Your voice gets better.
You know, another thing about Minta, I don't know. You didn't if you finished your biography there, but Minta also speaks 3 languages. She speaks
Thai, German, and English.
Yes,
and I think you know that I speak English.
You're speaking English, but you can also speak to us in Thai and German. Although probably
she sings in German as well.
Oh, yes. That's right. And you're learning more classical music now, right? You like all kinds of music, though. I think,
especially the new type of pop.
But you, I also know that you love the Beatles, right?
Yes, I like Lady Gaga. She has a pretty good talent, and I like all sorts of different musicians. I don't have a favorite, actually.
Right. It just makes you happy to sing. The fact that you sing to your puppy Rascal every night shows that that's just something that's part of you.
Yes, it is. Yeah. He brings me a lot of happiness, and he's a rascal.
I think your uncle is a rascal. I think Courtney's a rascal. I think Three-Leg Torso. So let's talk about the band itself, because you started, it was just the two of you,
yes.
With the accordion, the violin, the trumpet, et cetera. And now there are four of you. So talk a little bit about the composition of Three-Leg Torso.
Well, we started, there was a third member when we started. It's actually how we got our name. The third member was a fellow, Gabe Levitt, who played the cello. And so when we had the violin and the accordion and the cello all playing together at once, it was kind of hard to tell who was doing what. All those sounds blended together in a way that made the whole much richer than the sum of the individual parts. So Three-Leg Torso seemed to represent that and seemed like also a good name that had a little humor in it too. So we went right for that. After a while of performing as a trio, PICA, the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art, commissioned us for a set of new music for a TBA festival that they have. And when we started working on that, I think you wrote a tune that needed vibes in it.
That's correct.
Yep. And so we started thinking of the band as potentially a bigger band, and we expanded for that concert into a sextet. And over time, we've been a sextet, we've been a quintet, and now we range from being a duo to a quintet or with a symphony, depending on what the situation is. So we're pretty flexible.
I know. It sounds like you all, though, spend quite a bit of time composing, because these are original compositions that you create.
A lot of them are original compositions.
Yeah. You play some traditional pieces as well.
That's great to keep that alive. Your Hungarian background, right? And your German background.
Yes.
To keep that alive. Would you say that's kind of a folk music then? Or, I mean, your music, obviously, we know it's classical and it's just a lot of different things.
It's an expansion on the folk genre, I think. So some of the traditional pieces that we play are like tangos and some other dances. And some of the klezmer pieces that we play are definitely traditional. So,
although we don't always do all the traditional pieces in the traditional style.
I would imagine not. I would say you are not traditional.
Yes.
Right.
While keeping alive the legacy of,
Well, there's a lot of great music out there, and it's great to play it. But it is very exciting to write your own music, and to explore the voice of music. So that's the joy of composition. And it's actually the joy of this band being around so long. It's an ensemble that we've got to write a lot of material for and sort of explore the range of what we can do.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to hear a cut from Animals and Cannibals. Please tell us a little bit about this, what we're going to be hearing.
I think we're going to be listening to Chardash, which is...
It's Minnie's favorite.
It's a piece that I learned, I must have been probably 10, about your age, maybe 8. And it's by an Italian composer. It's a tribute to the Hungarian dance, the Csárdás. And we kind of tweaked it a little even more, didn't we? We kind of have a little bit of a different beat to it than the traditional Csárdás. When was this piece written, Courtney?
1904,
something like that.
And then Three-Leg Torso kind of did a little bit of renovation restoration, renewal. Yes.
Uh-huh. We've added some hip-hop, polka, and tango to it.
Oh, hip-hop, polka, and tango. I can't wait. So, Kate, if you would please, let's listen to a little of that.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, did you want to say something, Minta?
Well, before we put the song on, I just wanted to say that I hope some children from my Lewis and Clark from my class will come and see me at
tonight
the
singing. Yes, absolutely. This is a shout out to all young people in this listening audience today.
It's
all young
really
people
fun.
Come to the concert at the Liberty Theater tonight to see Three-Leg Torso and Minta making her singing debut in Astoria. That was just a little bit of what you're going to be hearing tonight, along with some brand new songs, which are surprises, apparently. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And we're talking about a very special concert tonight. Three Leg Torso, a band based in Portland, is performing. They're kicking off their West Coast tour as part of the Astoria Music Festival. There's a performance tonight at the Liberty Theater at 7:30. There are still tickets. And tonight is also the debut of Minnie Haffaker. Actually, it's Minta. It's M-I-N-N-T-A-H, correct?
Yes.
Minta, and sometimes known as Minnie. And she will be singing tonight with Three Leg Torso. It's her debut. So it's a family-friendly, very fun, foot-tapping, stomping, moving kind of program.
Yes.
And Courtney, before we went on the live on the air, you talked a little bit about classical music, how the people are older, and can you address that?
Well, certainly. We were talking both about our support and love for this festival, the Astoria Music Festival, which Keith has been building for a while, and it's a great festival. It's our second time here. But we've noticed in our playing with symphony orchestras and in general, there's a movement on behalf of the orchestras and people that are spreading classical music to bring in new listeners. And oftentimes when we perform with a symphony, the age range of the audience greatly expands and the symphony gets new listeners. So we're sort of a crossover band that's partly classical, partly, you know, you mentioned a lot of styles. We even blend a little jazz in there. We like improvisation. Also, the symphony musicians that we've played with, we've noticed they have a very good time too. So it's we bring everything together, and we're you know, music is presented in a lot of different ways. We're very serious about the art of our music, but we're also serious about entertaining. And so if you come to our show, we have some added entertainment in the form of long, very ornate, truthful tales that we might tell about the pieces.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
And that's part of the excitement, because there are some folks who are really, they produce great music, but they're not entertaining on stage, really.
I think it's in this, I appreciate hearing more about the pieces. I appreciate people that are entertaining. I think it's it makes it much more fun to attend a concert.
And I didn't introduce you all, in case you just tuned in. So that was Courtney Vondrelli. Courtney is a co-founder of Three Leg Torso, along with Bela Balog.
Bela Balog.
Bela Balog. and and they, Courtney plays accordion, and Bela does violin and trumpet, and who knows what other things they play as well. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Minta Haefker in the studio. She's going to be singing. She's 10 years old. She just turned 10, just had your birthday. Bela, I am curious about how the composition process takes place. What inspires you to compose your music?
You know, I think just playing with your instrument.
Oh, yes. Playing with your instrument.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just picking it up and playing. And sometimes Sometimes it helps if you pick up an instrument that you don't really play that much. So let's say I'll pick up an accordion. Even though Courtney is really the accordionist in the band, I'll pick up my accordion. And that's one of the ways that I'd...
It's a great way, right? To get new ideas.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes like your mind opens up to...
You just have a relationship with instruments.
Yeah, that's how it is for me. And sometimes I'll write stuff down first. But most of the time it's by just playing the instrument. And then you come up with some ideas. And then you write it down.
Well, I know that you all have a lot of fans and people who have been supportive, and there is special ticket pricing, by the way, for young people. So yep. That is a really important thing to think about if you want to bring your family tonight, bring your grandchildren and to see Minnie sing. She's 10, and I think bringing young people into the theater to hear your music is going to be a really wonderful, important thing tonight.
Yeah.
Minta performed with us at her school.
It was really a lot of kids.
It was a whole school, right?
Yeah, and also a couple minutes ago, you might have, like, that shows you that they are really entertaining. And and sometimes I don't get the things that are funny about them.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes we think we're funny, but we're really not.
Yes, that can happen. But and there are some folks that that I know that have that are huge fans of yours.
We do have a lot of fans in the Astoria community. Some of them that have helped considerably to put on the show. Photographer Michael Mathers took a great promo shot of Minta.
And my little puppy dog, Rascal.
You got to get the full character with your puppy dog.
Michael Mathers is amazing.
He is very amazing. Good. And then we've got some support from Pier 12, Historic Fisher House, and Minta's fan club who have sponsored the show. You know, the band itself, as I mentioned, are serious about their art and like to have fun. And we'd like to thank Bowie Beer for helping us have fun.
Good beer is fun. Yeah. Beer and music, somehow that just is like beer and pizza.
That's how you get inspired.
That's how you get inspired by good beer.
Especially right before the show.
I'd like to say.
Okay, then.
Something happened.
Are there any drinks for little children, too? Not just Bowie Beer?
Yeah, of course. We got to have some sparkling cider or something for you, man. Yeah. That's right.
There we go.
Good.
And last night when I was at Chris's house, all of a sudden, I could hear very loud three-legged torso music playing outside, and Bela ran up and pounded on the door. He said, "You've got to come out here." And outside was the glam tram. And
Jeff Daly. Yeah. The glam tram story.
Wow. We went for a ride round the roundabout.
That was crazy.
And the record before was 11 times, and we went 24 times around the roundabout.
Playing playing three-legged torso music
and disco music.
Yeah, 24 times. And of course, there's a lot of volunteers and staff at the Astoria Music Festival that we are happy for all their help and happy to see them again, because this is not, as you mentioned, we played at the opening of the theater. We've come back here pretty regularly. This is one of our favorite places to come play.
And you're on a West Coast tour now, so you're starting it actually tonight.
We're starting it tonight.
How long will you all be on tour?
Let me see. What are we doing? We're going to Elkton and then Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Arcata,
Gold Beach,
Ashland.
San Francisco. I think you covered most all of it.
Right? And you're also aren't you getting ready to release a new album too? Or are you working on one? There's some surprise things.
There are many tunes that have not yet been recorded.
Okay.
But we haven't gone in the studio and worked on them yet. We did bring out a Christmas album recently, well, obviously around Christmas. And, you know, we're not known for being a band with vocalists, but we're excited to work with vocalists, both Minta, but on our Christmas album, we also worked with Storm Large and Valerie Day from New Shoes.
Yeah, Scott Crandall.
Scott Crandall.
Noah Mickens.
Yes. And so...
Judy Garland.
We didn't work with...
from afar.
Yeah.
And also...
Another dimension.
Too bad that I'm not in their album yet.
You will be.
In a future
someday.
One. So that's been an exciting expansion to work with vocalists more. Including Minta. It's always fun to work with Minta. As you can tell on the radio, she's a charming and charming person who's hard sometimes to make laugh, but she does a pretty good job.
Well, making people laugh and having happy music, especially now. And I, it's interesting though, because Bailey, you were saying about the tunes can be joyful and mournful at the same time. And just listening to that cut, there was just so much. I mean, you felt this depth, it touches your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it can make you angry too, actually.
Really?
That's the accordion most.
Oh, no. Will people be throwing bananas? No. No food is allowed in the Liberty Theater. There will be no food throwing tonight in the Liberty Theater.
No.
But to help people, really, music is such a healing force, and to release emotions, you know, when we're all trying to be, you know, maintain that we're on top of things, and then you hear the news and you realize we're not on top of things at all.
Right.
In any way.
I know.
So
it's a cathartic experience.
Yes.
And I mean, we like, as I said, we like to have a lot of fun. We like to bring people together. At our last show at Coaster Theater, a fellow came up to us and he thanked me for three-leg torso bringing more joy to his family in the past 20 years than anything else.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of a weighty thing.
Did you get his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm not allowed to repeat it on the air.
All right. Well, we're getting close to kind of the close of the program. So is there, Baleb, what else would you like to share with the listening audience about either Three Leg Torso, the performance tonight? Again, that's at 7:30 at the Liberty Theater. Special offer. Oh, my gosh, right here. Kids under 12, $5 at the door. That's fantastic expose our young people to this.
That's one of the things.
That's really special, important.
You know, it's a really family, it's a family-friendly event. We have so much fun. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we're still together. I mean, we've been together for over 20 years. And, I mean, you look at the Beatles, we're together for what? 10, 15 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have no staying power.
I'm not trying to compare, but what I'm saying is we're having a lot of fun. We don't fight. I'll wake Courtney up in the morning and I'll, you know, give him a little...
He'll say, Courtney.
but I think that... That kind of shows when we're up on stage because people say, gosh, you look like you're having so much fun. And, you know, the truth is I am. I'm having the time of my life. I mean, what else? You know, I could be sitting in an office. Well, I do that too, but.
Well, it's a gift then. It's a gift to be able to enjoy what you do and then to give back to people who are listening. So it benefits everyone.
Yeah, everyone's just happy.
Yeah.
There's nobody goes away angry.
And that's it.
Except for those that listen to the accordion.
Uh-oh. Well, the accordion, wasn't that hard to learn, Courtney?
You know, It took time, but it's anything that you're curious about and you follow your passion and it pulls you forward. It's not so much, you don't think of the hardship, you just think of pursuing your interest and it's fulfilling.
Yes.
So it's an ongoing thing, of course. So,
yes.
See, yeah, but it's...
And the accordion and the violin are both used in all different cultures. I mean,
that's
you can
true.
See the accordion in tango or in gypsy or French, you know, and same with the violin. You see violin in Irish and Italian and,
yes.
You know. So, I mean, that's why I think one of the reasons, probably the main reason why we still like each other. And
yes, and why people, and why you have so many people who love Three Leg Torso. Minnie, any last thing you'd like to say
to
the listening audience?
Well, I would like to say thank you for... to my parents for give birth to me, and and also I want to thank them because they have given me like more than I deserve.
You deserve little tiny
opportunities,
tiny bit of it.
Sweetheart, are wonderful things for parents to give their children.
And also,
too.
I wanted to say, I love my puppy dog.
Okay, Rascal. I hope you're listening at home. All right. I think we're out of time. Anything else that you think is important we haven't said?
We look forward to seeing all of you that have been listening to the show today. We will be taking attendance, so.
Yeah, and we want to thank you, Donna, for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Donna.
Oh, you bet.
For the shoes and everything.
I love it. I can't wait for tonight, actually. So, again, tonight, as part of the SRA Music Festival, Three Leg Torso, the kickoff of their West Coast tour. Tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Liberty Theater, there are still tickets available, and the debut of Minta Hafker, SRA's own 10-year-old singing sensation now. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Donna.
And I appreciate all of you who listen to Talk of Our Towns. Thank you for being our engineer this morning, Kate.
Thank you.
And
Kate.
Again,
thank you.
Oh, and also to Michael Brunn, thank you for your original theme music of the show, our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn. And until next week. find a moment for yourself today to take that deep breath. Yes, yes, it's so good for your body and your spirit, for everything. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There are always those things which won't go well. Focus on those things that are. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can right now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.